Hello, I'm Ivy Robertson.
And I'm her other half, Maurice Robertson.
Why don't we tell our audience about the exciting program we have this week on Anthem Alive?
Good. We start with an interview by Bob Goldberg talking to Dan Passarelli from the Pinochle Club.
After that, we will go behind the scenes with reporter George Meese and the Blue Star Mothers for the annual Stockings for Our Troops event.
Next up is the very popular feature, Everyone's Got a Story, What's Yours? By Donna Faust, this week featuring Lawrence Peterson.
For Veterans Day, the keynote speaker was First Lieutenant Harold Nabhan, as reported by Steve McCarthy.
Then videographer Ari Mronosnik has captured history in the making in our next very important segment, Guardianships and You.
Renee Riendo's Renee's Revelations, follow that with a review of the movie Wonder.
We finish with fitness pro Tori Crum's important segment entitled Don't Give Up. So now that we have tempted you with what you will see and hear in this week's show, we encourage you to stay tuned for Anthem Alive! Welcome to Anthem Alive, your weekly video magazine. I'm so happy to be co-hosting the show today, and I'm also eager to tell you about my wonderful and lovely wife. I met Ivy in 1976 while she was vacationing from her home in Panama City, Panama. Ivy and I have been married 42 years this November, and I'm the lucky guy. I know because she has told me over and over. She also gave me two wonderful children, our son Maurice and daughter Tatiana. Ivy worked with the Sacramento Utility District known as SMUD, after about 30 years, she retired as the manager for its telecommunications department.
Well, thanks, Maurice. I'm glad we can co-host this show together. Now I'm going to tell you about Maurice. After moving to Anthem, he informed me that we not only were buying a home, but a lifestyle. So he started growing a ponytail, he got a man bag, he bought a convertible, and he started to speak to everyone in the neighborhood, resulting with him being elected president of the African American Heritage Club. Maurice was born in Stockton, California, raised in Sacramento, and worked 36 years with the state of California, retiring as chief of children's medical services.
Now you know about us. Before we start today's show, I want to announce our newest feature, Club Corner, where we will be reporting upcoming SCA Club activities. Our report later in this show is from the Women's Club, so stay tuned. Now let's start today's show with Bob Goldberg's interview with the president of the Pinochle Club.
Hello, this is Donna. You may know me from the Pinochle Club, or you may not know me because I belong to many other clubs, so I'm sure you have seen me around. I'm here to get others to come and join us to play. This club is my husband's favorite. He tells me stories of his grandfather and his uncles playing every Sunday. His family is large. His dad, six brothers, a brother-in-law, and grandpa. So he brought me to Pinochle, so now I enjoy it also. Some of our friends come too. Every month I bring a cake that everyone enjoys. We have a friendly group. We play double and single deck, three or four-handed, so you'll have many ways to have fun. We meet every Wednesday afternoon and also on Thursday night. Take your choice. We play at the Anthem Center in the windowed room. So now about the club. First, we have a group of instructors to give ideas on strategy and how to play. Second, we are one of the oldest clubs and one of the lowest dues. Our dues are only $5 per year. Third, no one pays for our year-end party. Fourth, we have two tournaments a year with cash prizes. Last, we have a regular board. We have a president, a vice president, a secretary, and a treasurer, which keep our club running smoothly. So come and meet me and the rest of our friendly group every Wednesday afternoon from 12:30 to 4, and also on Thursday night from 5:30 to 10 in the Emerson Franklin Room. Try us. This is an open invitation to get together with your neighbors and friends. It's also a great way to meet people and have fun. Just bring yourself and join in. See you soon.
Sounds like a fun game. Maybe we should try it, Maurice.
Perhaps we should. Now let's take a look at a very special organization that helped make the holiday season more joyful for many families. George Meese goes behind the scenes with the Blue Star Mothers of Henderson and Boulder City as they stuff stockings for the troops.
Good morning. We are here with Jerry Schroeder, councilwoman for the city of Henderson, at which you've been for what?
For 10 years now. 10 years so now. Good morning,
Very
George.
Good.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you always. And you're always here at this event, as I understand it.
Every year I've been here and I help stuff the stockings for our troops. One of the children holds the stocking, the other one stuffs the stocking. Then they come back around and then they switch places so that the other person can hold the stocking and the other person can stuff the stocking. So it does cost money to get these overseas. So if anybody can help donate, and the donations also go for buying the merchandise that will go in the stockings, and get these over to the troops. So that way, when you know it's their own little holiday over there, they open up a box like Christmas, open up a box, and they get a gift in there, and they get a little bit of home.
And we have with us now is Melissa Clipper, who is the president of the Boulder City Henderson Blue Star Mothers.
Yes, we're Blue Star Mothers of Henderson and Boulder City, and we serve all of Southern Nevada.
Very good. I see you have a lot of children here today.
Yes, sir. The children from Macaw Elementary annually come through, and we're very blessed because the most exciting time of what we do is when the kids come.
Very good. The requirement to be part of the Blue Star Mothers is to have a serviceman or servicewoman?
So to actually be a Blue Star member, you need to be a mother of a son or a daughter that's serving or has served. So a few of us have a veteran children as well. But as far as an associate, you can be a Blue Star dad, you can be a Blue Star spouse. Those are considered our Blue Star associates.
There's yours. Okay. Cool.
We're fortunate to be able to have a few words here with Santa Bob.
Ho, ho, ho! How you doing? And I'm really thrilled to death to be here today. It really makes doing things like this is this real spirit of Christmas. This is the idea.
Good for the kids, and what they're doing is good for servicemen overseas.
That's correct. Keep giving. That's the idea. But I'm so proud to be part of this and proud to work with Sun City Anthem. Well, it is so great, you know. This is just a wonderful cause, and we need more positive things like this in our life. That's for sure.
Well, thank you very much for taking your time.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Ho, ho, ho. Have a jolly time, okay?
What a wonderful organization. If you wish to help, you can contact them through their website, www.bluestarmothers.org, and look for chapter NV4 or call 702-468-2623. Continuing on in this computerized world, can you imagine hand-setting type for Tradle letterpress? SCA resident Lawrence Peterson talks to reporter Donna Faust about his 1887 letterpress and the pleasure of creating excellent typography in this segment of Everyone's Got a Story. What's yours?
We're here today with Lawrence Peterson at his print shop. 6 years is an apprenticeship in printing, right? And then from there you go to journeyman, and I've been doing this press for about 6 years. I do about 35 or 40 hours a week on this, and so I guess basically I'm a journeyman. So this press was built in 1887. It was built in Boston, Massachusetts, and it came down the East Coast and around Florida and through the Gulf of Mexico and across Texas to California, and it was in Los Angeles. And during the Depression era in Los Angeles, it went into private hands. A woman librarian in Los Angeles had it, and it's been in private hands ever since. This press is called a clapper or a treadle press. As you can see, it's foot-powered, and a flywheel in the old days would have been attached to a pulley, to a steam engine outside, and once the young man got this press up and running, he'd hit a throw-off switch, and he wouldn't have to pump away on his foot anymore. Your leg gets kind of tired if you stand here and pump this press all day long.
Lawrence, how did you get interested in printing?
Well, I got started in printing in college. I couldn't wait tables. I tried waiting tables. That's what everyone did. I couldn't keep an apple straight from an orange. And I got a part-time job in a printing press, and I just kind of fell in love with it right away.
Tell us about the design side of printing.
Everyone wants to be the art director. Everyone wants to be the designer. And I fought to be a designer and to do design work. As well as anybody else, I succeeded. I was able to be a bit of a designer, but I also really liked the production side. I liked the manufacturing side, the juggling of pieces, of a book series with 1,000 illustrations and keeping track of all that stuff. I enjoyed that as much as I did the design.
How do you pick a typeface for printing?
I could talk an hour about that. It depends on the period of the piece that I'm working on. If it's a old period piece from the late 1800s, I tend to use a black letter face or an old style script. If I'm working on a piece that's supposed to reflect the Art Deco era, then I'll pick a typeface that's more in line with Art Deco typefaces.
What are the differences between metal and computer work?
Well, there's a huge difference between the metal and the computer work. And I think one of the biggest differences that people nowadays don't understand, I made an invitation for my nephew's wedding. And as a favor, I don't do anything commercial, just for as a favor. And his bride-to-be wanted to know if I could make the type just a little bit smaller. And of course, in the computer, there's nothing to it. You make the type smaller. But in metal, that's the size it is. If you have it in a smaller size, then you could tear apart the piece you just did and redo it in the smaller piece. But it's a lot more work intensive. And I think the biggest difference, really, I've noticed in working in metal type is in computers, when you're done, you don't have to put everything away. There's as much effort in putting all the type back where it belongs as there is in assembling it.
How do borders play into your layout and design?
Well, I love borders. I've collected borders for a long time. In the beginning, over-designed things. I would have a nice piece of type on a nice piece of stock, and then I would fill everything up, all the white space, with borders and ornaments and so on. So I'm a little more judicious now in my use of borders, and it's also important in borders and ornaments, similar to what I was saying about the typeface, to keep in mind the period that you're working with or the style. To use a mid-century border with an antique script typeface isn't necessarily going to work very well.
Please talk a little bit about white space.
White space is important, especially when you're printing on really good paper. I like to print on 100% cotton paper, and the paper itself is beautiful, so why cover it completely? Let the paper be part of the presentation.
The piece I'm working on now is a folding card. It hasn't folded yet. I'm printing the back side of it with the press logo and name. And the front side has already been through the press 1, 2, 3, 4 times because of the different colors. The registration on this press is pretty good, so you can print an ornament like I have here and have the registration come out properly.
I'm working on a series of cards for a Tibetan monastery up on the north coast of California. They do an event every year, Tibetan Aid Project, which supports the Tibetans in India. And this is every year I do a presentation that goes with this project. I'm working on a series about Bembo, which is a typeface one of the early typefaces that emulated 14th century typefaces, and I could go off into that whole tangent, but I'm doing a piece that demonstrates that typeface and explains its origins.
This is Donna Faust for SCA-TV, Anthem Alive.
Wow, working that treadle looks tiring. Lawrence has certainly brought back old world craftsmanship. Thanks for the informative story, Donna.
Fascinating individual. We now bring you the Veterans Day featured speaker, Army First Lieutenant Harold Nabhan, interviewed by moderator Steve McCarthy.
I'm sitting here with Harold Nabhan, our 2017 Veterans Day speaker. Harold, welcome. Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
I guess the most obvious question on Veterans Day is, what does Veterans Day mean to you?
Veterans Day, more than ever, as you get older and older, it's about your country and about patriotism and what you haven't done and what you should have done for your country, to thank your country for what it has given to you. And you've got to repay your country in some manner, some fashion. And you do it by being patriotic at later stages of life.
Now, as a young man and a West Point graduate, you were immediately called to Korea to serve during the Korean conflict. What were your thoughts when you get that telegram saying report?
The only thought I had at that time was I'm not going to get a graduation furlough. When you're young and dumb, you have a different set of values, and all I wanted was 60 days of furlough time and didn't get it. And that made me more unhappy than getting shipped out so quickly.
Now, over 50 years later, what were your first impressions when you arrived on the peninsula?
Everything was confusion. Nobody knew what was going on. There were stories and rumors, and it was just very unsettling. And when you're young and you don't know what's going on, it's not a good experience.
As we know, history has called it the Korean police action, the Korean conflict, the Korean War, and finally the Forgotten War.
Yes.
Did you ever feel like your service was forgotten?
Not really, because you know what you did with others, and nobody can take that away from you, and you're not looking for adulation or anything else. You did what you were supposed to do, and you just feel good about it.
Now, after extensive service during the Korean War, 2 years plus, I believe, when you returned, how had you changed?
Certainly more mature. Your feet were on the ground a little more than they were 2 years ago. And you just looked ahead as to what you were going to do.
Now, subsequently, you left the active military, went to law school, became a successful lawyer. How did your military training, both at West Point and your experience in Korea, help you?
I think primarily discipline is probably the word. And responsibility.
I always like to ask just one word questions and see how people respond. If I say the word liberty to you, Harold, what's it mean?
Freedom from want, freedom from fear, freedom from care.
How about patriotism?
Patriotism is usually subjective. You can't stand up and say I'm patriotic because that really doesn't mean anything. It's just a feeling more than anything.
How do you feel about national service as we sit here on Veterans Day?
I would be much in favor of 2 year service for everybody because the service will either make you or break you. And the service will teach young people how to be responsible and how to respond to discipline.
What do you wish to convey to your audience today?
A lot of young men gave up a lot of their life. Some gave up their entire life. Some have been changed forever. It's a really heartbreaking experience at times.
Upon your return from Korea, we talked about how it changed you. 50 years hence, do you still think about it often?
Not really, only during times of like Veterans Day today, Memorial Day, the 4th of July, you start reminiscing where you never did years ago. Now you reminisce.
Any one incident in Korea that you could look at and just laugh and shake your head.
One time we saw a train go by and we thought, oh good, supplies. It was loaded with 400 cases of soda, soft drinks. We just couldn't believe it.
Harold, it's been a pleasure to spend a few minutes with you here on Veterans Day 2017.
Thank you.
It seems little Steve, enough to say to you, thank you for your service.
Well,
and we certainly appreciate it.
I reciprocate the feeling with you.
For SCA TV, God bless America.
The hardships of combat certainly have a lasting effect on our warriors. Now let's switch the subject and learn about the new guardianship law that our governor signed into law effective January 1st. SCA resident Ronna Goodman and Dan Roberts have been at the forefront of senior advocacy and this legislation.
Late in 2014, Vegas Voice publisher Dan Roberts and political editor Ronna Goodman got involved in exposing the wrongful practices of the private, for-profit guardian industry. They set the goal of repealing the law prohibiting non-Nevada residents from serving as a guardian. If a family member was willing to serve as a guardian, and the proposed ward likewise requested the relationship should it become necessary, such an arrangement was against the law. After 2 years and numerous petition drives, SB 262 repealed this prohibition. What's more, AB 325, requiring the licensing of the professional guardianship industry, also became law. On June 15, 2017, Governor Sandoval approved Senate Bill 360, the new Wards Bill of Rights, and Senate Bill 229, which established an official guardianship nomination form with Secretary of State lockbox protections. Protections and increased criminal penalties are now in place that will guarantee that seniors will never be taken. The two new laws became effective on January 1, 2018. Ronna Goodman became the first resident to complete and file the guardianship nomination form, as well as delivering it to the Secretary of State Lockbox Program Director during the ceremonial signing and filing. To start this process, one needs to obtain the guardianship nomination form from the Secretary of State website. After this form is filled in, it will require two notarized witness signatures before mailing the completed form to the Secretary of State's office. Once the request to nominate guardian form has been received, an electronic reproduction of the guardianship nomination will be stored in the lockbox. Within 10 business days of submittal, the registrant will be provided by mail with a wallet card containing the registration number to be used by the registrant for access to the document. At a recent Sun City Anthem Club presentation, Ronna Goodman and Dan Roberts had the latest guardianship information and the new nomination forms available, as well as a notary to notarize this form free of charge. Dan said he was told never to say never. He strongly believes that those who correctly fill out and file the new guardianship form will never be taken by any current or future private or public guardian.
This is important legislation affecting seniors. I hope all of our viewers were listening carefully. We follow that report with Renee's revelations. This week, she's reviewing the movie Wonder. I wonder how many boxes of buttered popcorn she will award it.
James, I'd like to call my sister Carol before we do the next taping.
Okay,
I won't be long. Hi, what you doing? Well, do you have a minute? Have you ever heard of Treacher-Collins syndrome? Well, I hadn't either till I saw the new Julia Roberts film, Wonder. The movie's based on the 2013 novel with the same name, written by R.J. Palacio. Oh, Carol, this is a must film. No, she doesn't have the disease. It's her son who she's been homeschooling, Augie. It's a genetic condition that affects the development and the bones and structures of the face. Well, it's caused by an abnormality. It's in someone's genes and arises before they are born. Well, mutation is found at random in a sperm or egg cell before the time of conception. Really? Well, it was first described in 1900 by a physician named Treacher Collins. Well, Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson are the loving parents who feel that Augie needs to start interacting with regular students now that he's ready for junior high. He's enrolled in Beecher Prep with a lot of anxiety due to his facial deformity. Oh, unfortunately, he does look pretty unusual. And one of the kids asked him, "Why don't you try plastic surgery?" And Augie just laughs and says, "Dude, this is after 20-some plastic surgeries. Duh."
About having plastic surgery. "Dude, this is after plastic surgery. It takes a lot of work to look this good."
Kids are sure to appreciate Wonder's take on how hard it can be to fit in and feel good about yourself no matter what you look like. Augie's played by Jacob Tremblay. Remember in The Room? Oh, he does another fabulous characterization.
"My name is Augie Pullman. Next week, I start fifth grade. And since I've never been to real school before, I'm pretty much totally petrified.
I'll see you later."
"Augie, you don't want to walk up with your parents because it's not cool."
"But you're cool."
"I know I am, but technically most dads aren't. Neither are these helmets."
His sister, Via, is played by Isabella Vidalvic. And she feels the parents have neglected her with so much attention to Augie, but she pulls off being a moody teen without making you roll your eyes.
"I'm Via, Olivia."
"Nice to meet you, Via. Olivia."
"My house is like the earth. It revolves around the sun, not the daughter."
Don't miss it. Bye-bye. There are strong performances by the entire cast, especially Tremblay, who emotes well under heavy prosthetics and makeup. Is it any wonder that I'm giving the movie Wonder 4 boxes of buttered popcorn? This is Renee Riendo of Renee's Revelations for Anthem Alive, SCA TV. I hope to see you at the movies.
Here's some fabulous news. The SCA Women's Club in 2017 donated a record-breaking $43,412 in charitable contributions. This recent January luncheon was a smash hit, with celebrated author Joy Johnson making a tour appearance. A donation of $2,300 in support of nonprofit adult day health care programs was made. Ivy, why don't you fill us in on the Women's Club activities?
No time for luncheons? How about attending a mini event? On Tuesday, February 20th, a lovely tea at Ryra Irish Pub in Mandalay Bay might interest you. Cost is $31 with free parking. Then on Thursday, March 1st, the Women's Club visit the exciting Nevada Coin Mart. Get cash for your unused gold jewelry, enjoy a delicious lunch and entertainment. Bus pickup at 10, only $10. Reminder, membership renewal is due by February 28. The next Women's Club luncheon will be held February 8, featuring Vegas Trip entertainer Randall Keith.
Thanks for the Club Corner announcement. Ivy, now are you ready for the latest advice from our SCA Fitness Pro Tori Crum? Her tip this week entitled, "Don't Give Up," is giving us all some encouragement to stick with our fitness resolutions.
Have you begun to exercise regularly, yet not seeing the results you want, or getting sidelined by pulled muscles and other injuries? Are you feeling tempted to drop out just because you're bored? Don't give up on your fitness program just yet. Maybe the problem isn't the exercise itself, but the way you're exercising. Exercisers, especially beginning exercisers, often make mistakes that keep them from getting the most from their workouts. Let's touch on a few of those mistakes so we can avoid them. Number one, doing the gym slouch. This just means leaning over or hanging on the cardio equipment. When your back is rounded, your spine doesn't get enough support. So stand erect when you're on any of those types of machines. Number two, getting a grip. Holding on too tightly to the cardio equipment lets you cheat and contributes to your slouching. It also keeps you from moving your arms, which can boost your heart rate and burn extra calories. If loosening your grip makes you feel insecure, try this technique. Instead of gripping, just rest your fingers from your index finger to your pinky on the bars. As you get more comfortable, simply drop a finger. Eventually, you may just have your index fingers resting there for security. Number three, walking with weights. Carrying hand weights when you walk might seem like a great way to add strength training to your cardio workout. But guess what? It compromises your stride. You lean forward and it stresses the quads, ankles, and shins and can cause stress fractures. In the beginning, just keep your cardio and strength training separate. Number four, thinking cardio is enough. Many people think they need only a cardiovascular exercise program. But guess what? We begin losing muscle at age 30. Strength training builds muscles, which increases metabolism and therefore just burns more calories. Join me next week for more exercising mistakes and how we can avoid them.
Thanks, Tori. Let's help our viewers follow your advice. Maurice, since we're on the topic of fitness, do you know the origin of the word aerobic?
No, but I'm pretty sure you're about to tell me.
Pay attention. The word aerobics came about when the gym instructor got together and said, if we're going to charge $10 on our hour for this exercise class, we can't call it jumping up and down.
No.
Well, I'm taking Tori's advice seriously. I sure don't want to get my exercise carrying the coffins of my friends who didn't exercise.
Well, that's it for today's show. Let's tell our audience what they can look forward to for next week.
Next week, we will start with a piece about multi-talented artist Neil Portnoy.
Then we will have a segment of Inside Outside of Las Vegas about the Smith Center turning 5 years old. Wow, it doesn't seem possible that it has been 5 years since it opened.
Also at the Smith Center, reporter Sydney Joseph discovers the many complimentary aids and services available there for impaired and handicapped visitors, all designed to make performances more enjoyable.
After that will be Everyone's Got Story, What's Yours? With Chris Hayes, and then part two of fitness pro Tori Crumbs, Don't Give Up.
Plus a few other surprises that we know you will enjoy.
Sounds like another really good show.
Well, from both of us and the entire SCA TV family, we hope you've enjoyed this week's show and that you will tune in again next week for what promises to be another excellent Anthem Alive.
Bye for now.